The perennial tug of war between federal oversight and states' rights has broken out in a number of ways this year. There's, of course, the pending Supreme Court battles over health care reform, immigration, and redistricting in Texas. And now the U.S. Justice Department is taking that battle to the voting booth. Speaking in Austin, Texas last night, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said he will aggressively investigate new state voting laws to make sure none of them limit the rights of American citizens.
If a state passes a new voting law and meets its burden of showing that the law is not discriminatory, we will follow the law and we will approve the change. And where a state cannot meet this burden, we will object as part of our obligation under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act.
Civil rights groups like the NAACP and several labor unions say some of these new laws discriminate against minorities and the poor, and they point to laws recently passed in Texas as prime examples. Texas, along with more than a dozen states, have passed new requirements, some of them requiring voters to present photo ID before they can cast a vote. And Texas also, as I mentioned, is dealing with this controversial redistricting plan. That's all leading to kind of a simmering pot of discontent in Texas. Joining us now is Matt Largy, reporter for KUT, Austin Public Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Matt Largy, you were there at the Eric Holder's announcement?
Yes, I was. He gave his speech at the Lyndon Baines Johnson Presidential Library here on the campus of UT Austin. And obviously he chose the site specifically for the symbolism of LBJ, because he was the one who signed the Voting Rights Act into law in 1965. But, you know, maybe more than that, he probably chose the site because of Texas's involvement in two pretty significant issues when it comes to voting rights.
And the debate over voting rights there and how passionate it is was laid out. If you watched some of the coverage, you saw the protesters out front, some holding signs asking for him to resign.
Yeah, there are about 100 people there who were protesting, mostly in support of Texas's voter ID law, which was signed by the governor earlier this year. Here's John Bentley. He is a member of a Tea Party group from outside Houston.
You can't cash a check. You can't get a job. You can't get a driver's license. You can't get on an airplane. Can you think of anything that you can do without an ID, really? Anything? Why should you be able to exercise one of the greatest privileges that's ever been known to the earth, the right to vote?
Although I should point out that the statistics say that as many as 11% of Americans don't have government-issued photo IDs. That's about 33 million people, and most of them are older, low-income, and minority, which is the reason why many groups are objecting to photo ID laws. But in Texas, as you say, this isn't just a question of voter rights and photo IDs. It's all wrapped up in this sort of election angst that includes the congressional map, which is going to be heard by the Supreme Court. And Attorney General Eric Holder actually spoke a little bit about this last night.
The most recent census data indicated that Texas has gained more than 4 million new residents, the vast majority of whom are Hispanic, and that this growth allows for 4 new congressional seats. However, the state has proposed adding 0 additional seats in which Hispanics would have the electoral opportunity envisioned by the Voting Rights Act.
How is this argument playing out in Texas?
It all goes back to as the Attorney General mentioned there, Hispanics accounting for something like 90% of the state's population growth in the recent census. But after maps were drawn by the state legislature that didn't account for that growth or didn't give Hispanics a voice in those maps, Democrats and civil rights groups objected, saying that they diluted the influence of Hispanics, and those were challenged in court. And now there's a court in D.C. that will hold a trial on those maps in January. In the meantime, a court in San Antonio was ordered to draw interim maps, and those, of course, ended up benefiting Democrats. And then the state asked the Supreme Court to put a hold on those maps, and so arguments are still pending on that. And this has sort of thrown the state's election calendar into chaos next year. No one knows exactly when the primaries are going to be held. At this point, they're still scheduled for March 6th. Candidates aren't aren't quite sure what districts they're supposed to be filing for because they don't know where the district lines are at this point. So it's really caused a lot of confusion here in Texas.
And on top of that, you've got the Attorney General saying that they're going to investigate some of these new laws. We're speaking with Matt Largie, reporter for KUT Austin Public Radio. You know, many of these new voter laws were signed into law by Republicans who are concerned about voter fraud. But how is this argument play out on the streets of Texas? How does it play out outside in Austin when you get away from some of these political groups?
Well, it's tough to get away from the political groups here in the Capitol because they obviously are the most vocal. But when you talk to people, they just want to make sure that that the integrity of the vote is protected. Something like 75% of voters approve of voter ID laws. They don't see a problem with having to present an ID at the ballot box. So it seems like most people are pretty supportive of voter ID, at least.
Although, I have to imagine that there's some groups that represent some of the growing Hispanic population that are concerned that it could suppress the vote.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they are... Throughout the process of passing that law in the legislature earlier this year, they made those concerns known, but the Republican-dominated legislature here did not see fit to take those into consideration.
So, Matt, we've got a little bit of job security here for you because it sounds like the upcoming election season is going to be relatively messy in Texas.
Yeah, well, like I said, we don't even know when our election season starts at this point. Lawyers are trying to work that out at the court in San Antonio at this point. They made some progress on that yesterday in terms of when and how candidates are filing, but a lot of it's really up in the air at this point.
And a lot of people saying don't mess with Texas.
Always.
Matt Largie is a reporter for KUT Austin Public Radio. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.
Talking about the announcement made in Austin, Texas yesterday by Attorney General Eric Holder saying that the Justice Department will investigate new state voting laws like those passed in Texas to make sure they're not impinging on people's voting rights. And we want to get a report from you where you are. What do you see happening in the lead up to the election? Do you think the vote is being suppressed? Do you think it's okay to ask for a photo ID when you go to the ballot box? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment to thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.